Hi, Glowers. Welcome back to the Vitamin Glow podcast. I'm your girl, Haley, and today's episode is about 2021 goals. For this week, we are also recording separately because of COVID-19, so we just are staying at home to be safe. I hope you guys all stay safe and have a really lovely time with your family during this holiday season. In the last episode, we talked about what we learned in 2020 and what we could done better in 2020. For 2021, actually this morning I woke up and did some journaling and I listed something I want to achieve in 2021. So I have my note here. Just my main goal for 2021 is just getting out my comfort zone. I'm kind of settled in my morning routine, like waking up at 5:30, meditate, journaling, read some books. But I think sometimes I feel like I should challenge myself more than this, all these things I've been doing for 2 years, because being consistent is not really hard for me, but I feel like I still need to set the time to reflect my routine. I'm gonna take more time to think about my goals, but the main thing, as I said, main thing I want to focus on is getting out my comfort zone. As an introvert, I don't really have many people around me, but I just want to be connected with more people. I'm not sure how this COVID will go in 2021, but I would try. Even though it's an online or offline, just anything. I realized that I can't do everything by myself because time is limited. We have all like 24 hours a day. I realized I needed some help, so I started to look for people who can help my research, and I found some people and I already worked with, so it's been really great. I feel much more supported and I feel more accountable when it comes to like meeting deadlines, because if you don't have any boss, someone who tells you do something, it's very tricky to just be strict to yourself. Bringing some people for like this whole journey to make a one video or just create the content really helped me a lot to be more accountable. I just want to get out of my comfort zone first, and the second is I want to read more and write more. I think this has been my goal every year, but I think I just want to focus more on reading and writing, whether it's about just book journals, just anything about my in my head. It just really helped us to organize our thoughts and recollect our thoughts, so I want to improve my writing skills. And I struggled with writing an essay when I was at college, because growing up in Korea, I didn't have any chance to write something about my thoughts. But when I was at university in the UK, I struggled a lot. During like all 3 years, I would say I improved, but I still want to improve my writing skills. So these two are my just goals for 2021, and I still need to think about more, but this is just my brief what I want to achieve in 2021. So please let me know what's your plan for or goals for 2021. We'd love to know that. I know there's a lot of uncertainties and we have no idea how 2021 is gonna be, but we still can find something we can do right now during this situation and try more to adapt ourselves in this lifestyle. I would say that's my another goal, just adapting myself to this lifestyle without blaming or just thinking that I wish I could done without this whole situation. I just want to change my mindset that right now I can do this, so I'm gonna focus on do this, things like that. So I think this mindset is really important to not to feel like vulnerable. I wish you guys all stay strong during this time and hope you have a lovely, lovely New Year's with your families, loved ones. So I'm so excited to listen Katie's goals for 2021. So let's move on to Katie's part.
Welcome back to part two of the Vitamin Glow podcast, everyone. I'm your girl, Katie, and this week we are talking about 2021 goals. Yes, 2020 is already coming to an end, and I honestly cannot believe how quickly this year flew by. In our last episode, I mentioned some things that I wish I could have done better as I reflected on 2020, so be sure to tune in if you haven't. Now, it definitely was not an easy year for all of us, and I think that we learned a thing or two from last year. And hopefully, 2021 will look a lot better and brighter, all thanks to 2020. Now, in this part of the episode, as I mentioned, I will be sharing some of my goals for next year, and I realize that goals are really difficult to keep based on my personal experience. So I stay quite flexible with my goals, and it might change and it might morph a little bit, so you guys can tune in next year and see how my goals will go. But I hope that I can stay consistent and that you guys can help me by being accountable for my goals, and that I would do the same for you guys. For this upcoming year, I'm honestly quite excited, also a little bit nervous. There will be a lot of changes that are going to be happening in my life, and I will be sharing them as 2021 year progresses. I hope that I can make bigger milestones than I have ever achieved before in 2020, and that I could be able to share this journey with you guys. I also want to say thank you to every single one of you guys that tune in to our podcast and follow us on our Instagram. It's been amazing to have a community of glowers trying to help each other to glow, to inspire, and to grow. So let's move on to today's topic. And as for the goals, I usually go quite broad and then into specifics. So let me share how I make my goals before I go into the specific goals that I have for this year. And what I do, it's quite similar to a mantra. I pick a couple of words, usually 2 to 3, that will represent my 2021 year. And with these 3 words, I define what they mean to me. And the reason why I define what they mean to me is because I make 3 different goals out of these words every single day. Now, it sounds a little bit confusing. As I explain it, I'm a little bit confused too. So let me explain in detail. So the 3 words that I've chosen for my 2021 year / goals are strength, consistency, and gratitude. So with these 3 words, I will go ahead and define them. And for this year, I've defined strength to be something that will help me mentally and physically, that I would be healthy in both of those aspects, and that I would be consistent in who I am, and who I am as in my values, and also in my habits. And lastly, for gratitude, I defined it as something that is small, but very important to have because it will help us to move forward in a positive direction. I personally fell in a very dark hole this year of not feeling satisfied. I'm quite a perfectionist, and sometimes it makes me stressed out when I cannot meet my end goals and standards. But I want to practice letting that go so that I could be a bit softer on myself, loving myself through this learning process. Because at the end of the day, being grateful is what's going to help me to move forward in a positive and healthy direction, and it won't push me to feel drained. So I would push myself to work harder and better, but I would also consider my health and my well-being so that I don't burn myself out like I have been doing for the past couple of years. So those are my 3 words that I'm going to be focusing on. And with those definition and words, I will write it down in my weekly planner and write small achievable actions that I can accomplish. For example, for strength, maybe on a Monday I will write my goal will be to meditate and work out. And for consistency, maybe I will make it a goal to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. 7 a.m. was quite hard, but maybe 6 a.m. will work next year. And for gratitude, I will write 1 or 2 things that I'm grateful for every night. It's simple as that. I've actually tried this method when I first came to Korea and I made a YouTube video out of it. So if you guys want to check that out, be sure to check that out at Katie Rejoice. When I actually made this goal, I was able to track how I progressed this year with these three words. And it made me actually quite proud that I tried to be as consistent. Because a year after that, I didn't end up doing this. And I was never really consistent with my goals. And I ended up not really seeing much of an improvement. Like, yes, I have improved and achieved different things that year. But tracking these goals have helped me to see how far I have come. And so I highly, highly recommend that you guys try it as well. Now, these are my goals. I know it sounds quite simple, but I want to make it broad so that I can cater to more actionable goals each day and each week. If I set a specific goal to do all that year, that would put a whole lot of pressure on me and I would not be able to meet it. So that's why I decided to do it this way. I want to know what your goals are for 2021 and how you set them. Let's talk about it on our Vitamin Glow official Instagram page. So join us if you haven't, and definitely leave us a comment because I honestly would love to hear what your goals are. Maybe it would inspire me to try one of them out next year. So join our community at the Instagram page. And before I sign off, I just want to say again, thank you so much to those that have tuned in. We've already created, around 20 plus episodes. Each and every comment that we read, we feel so inspired. We really, truly want to create a community where we can help each other become the best version that we can be. So let's start off strong 2021 and let's stay positive and happy. Until next time, everyone, stay safe and have a fantastic new year. Bye, Glowers!